Thank you very much. I've lived in Lambeth for 24 years and I love it. But what I love more about it is London. What I love most about London is the Thames. Now, I believe the Thames is underserved. I know that we can walk along the embankments, but actually the views from the river are the things that really catch your heart. When you're walking over Waterloo Bridge or Blackfriars Bridge or Lambeth Bridge, traffic is always hurtling past you, and actually cyclists as well, and motorbikes and buses and lorries. This seemed to be, as well as the Millennium Bridge, a peaceful way of crossing London in peace and quietness. And unlike the Millennium Bridge, which flies across, speeds you between St. Paul's Cathedral and Tate Modern, this would be a place where you can maybe slow down, hear birds singing, hear leaves rustling, get a little bit of calm, take the heat out of the situation, make people feel a bit more generous about making London a more beautiful place for everybody who lives here. Now, being a Lambeth resident and using the tube, I walk a lot. I don't walk in cycle lanes, and that's the reason why I'm the only one you can blame for not having cycles on this bridge, I said that I believe that cyclists speeding over the bridge would stop it being a peaceful place to walk and a safe place maybe to take a wheelchair. So I commend this bridge to you as somewhere that is beautiful, extraordinary. It will be much loved. Of course, it'll be visited a lot, but it'll be used by Londoners who love London. Thank you.
And incidentally, I'm Joanna Lumley, not Patsy.
Okay. Oh, you just acted like a...
This is the perfect and right place to build this most incredible project. We are in the thought-leading capital of the world, and right at the geographical centre of that city is the biggest gap in the rhythm of the crossings across the river, as this shows, and in the whole of London. And this project is based around human experience. And if you go and stand on Waterloo Bridge, which is the most central bridge in London, you're standing on a dual carriageway. The people are squeezed to the edge of four lanes of traffic, with cars, buses, lorries, motorbikes, taxis. And this project is about creating new and extraordinary views of London framed by nature. And many of you will remember that this our river is three times the width of Paris's Seine. Richard Rogers has said that apparently there are nine times as many bridges stitching the city together in Paris. And we even have Time Out does North London and South London issues. Many North Londoners have never even been to South London. So this project really is about stitching the city together with the most modern and extraordinary way of creating a human scale. And you can't, the views are about being in the centre of London. If you put this over at Battersea, you don't see the heart of our incredible city.
That's quite modern.
Oh, I know that.
You're going to come next, Mr. Carney. Yes, thank you.
So I wanted to explain why Transport for London is supporting this. There is a very strong transport case for a bridge in this location. With the population growth we face in London, there are pressures on all of our infrastructure, whether it's the road network, the tube, facilities for cyclists, but also for pedestrians. We tend to think of transport infrastructure as tube upgrades, sorting out the Vauxhall Gyratory, upgrading the Northern Line and the Victoria Line. But as London grows, we need more people to walk. Central London has to be a more walkable and livable city. When you look at the journeys people make by tube from Waterloo to Embankment, these people need to be walking. So we support the bridge because it will contribute towards London's transport strategy, and it will support the Mayor's London Plan and the Mayor's transport strategy. It will have health benefits, environmental benefits, and will relieve congestion on our public transport networks. We have undertaken a thorough assessment of the impacts of the bridge on the surrounding pedestrian network. We've done a robust...
Sorry, I'll interrupt you and I'll come back again. Please, can you please keep quiet, because the members of the committee have to hear what is being said, and they cannot hear if people are talking over the speaker. So please, can you restrain yourselves? Otherwise, I have to ask people to leave.
Do we get an opportunity to speak then?
No, there were four registered speakers and they've already spoken. So perhaps if we could go back to the speaker who is addressing the committee, and please can we have quiet, because I will have to ask people to leave if the committee members can't hear what's being said. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. There's been a robust assessment of the pedestrian impact on the surrounding area. This has been endorsed by SBEG and Coin Street, who we've worked closely with. In summary, the bridge will create a new north-south connection into the South Bank. Contrary to the views about congestion, it will disperse pedestrians. It will create a new link to a station on Temple, a station for the South Bank.
On Sunday. How much do they pay to stay there? Dead area.
We are a well-organised trust. We have a blend of public and private project experience. Construction experience, legal and fundraising. We are confident on the fundraising for the bridge. We're also confident in our ability to maintain the bridge once it is built. I think that my discussions in China Walk and Denby Court with Oasis 2 weeks ago just highlighted the support there is. There has been support for the bridge. I think it's important that the feedback...
I will have to clear the room if this carries on, I'm afraid, because members of the committee can't hear. So it's up to you if you want to stay in and while the debate is going on, then please do keep quiet.
There has been important feedback from SBEG and Coin Street, and I would say tough and useful feedback from the ward councillors. I think it's true to say that we were slow to engage with the local community because we're a charitable trust, we had no staff, we had no people, and I apologise for that. The thing that is important is we have an opportunity to create a partnership with great local organisations such as Roots and Shoots. We have an opportunity to source plants, create jobs, get volunteers, and generally be a huge part of the local community. I think it is an important part that we can create something quite extraordinary for Lambeth and for London. I think we have an opportunity to create something that internationally and in the UK will be regarded as iconic. Thank you.
Thank you. We did have Councillor Kevin Craig.